Well, hello there, and welcome to another episode of Things That Make Me Say, Huh? It's here where we're going to talk about topics, things that we say, I say, you say, we hear other people say, things that just exist in the world that leave us just saying, huh? Hey there, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Things That Make Me Say, Huh? All right, here's the deal. I have a day job, right? I have a job, and I work for, I do my thing. And what I've realized is, anyone else thinking this the same thing? Am I going to be getting a W-2 at the end of the year from the grocery store, from the hardware store, from Target? I'm sitting here thinking of all the places I work as a bagger and as a cashier. Yet, I'm not receiving like a W-2. I'm not getting paid for the work. I'm not getting the employee discount. When I was at Harris Teeter today and the scanner repeatedly did not want to scan my product and I'm getting frustrated, I'm sitting there thinking, like, I should be getting paid for this. Like, I'm sitting here working. Where's my employee discount on the head of lettuce that I'm trying to buy? But you ever think about how brilliant this has been? Prices have gone up, right? The stores have shifted the work to us. Like, we're checking ourselves out. We're essentially running registers. We're running our credit cards. We're bagging our own shit. They've cut down on their labor costs. They've employing less people. And they've raised the prices. And they've convinced us all to think it's cool to bag our own stuff. But all we're really doing is we're working. We're working for them and saving them money. I actually think, just like, the whole, like, people that bring their own bags, right? If you bring one of those bags, the multi-use bags, which technically, just so you know, folks, bacteria forms on those. They're actually less sanitary than a paper bag, but that's another topic for another time. But, just as those people are like, I brought my own bag, take X cents off. I think when we're doing our self-checkout, I think we should get a little kickback. I think we should get a little discount if we're going to sit there and work on behalf of Target, on behalf of Harris Teeter, on behalf of Home Depot, on behalf of any of these stores now. Or shit, I mean, Target, give me a red shirt, Or better yet, that's a great idea. The next time I go to Target, I'm going to wear a red shirt and khakis. Because if I'm playing the role and I'm doing the work of an employee that's checking myself out, I might as well look the part. So I recommend that to everyone. I think maybe that would drive home the fact to these stores that maybe they should help us out, give us a little discount, or at least make the machines more user-friendly so they're not jamming up so often and needing someone to then come over and help us. But yeah, everybody, when you go to Target from now on, throw on a pair of khakis, wear a red shirt, and go to self-checkout. And let's just see if we confuse the hell out of the people working there because, hey, we're all working together. All right, until next time, be good, be safe. I want to hear from you. Drop me a note. The email is thingsthatmakemesay@gmail.com. Again, that's thingsthatmakemesay@gmail.com. Have a great afternoon, everybody. Again, be safe and, continue to do good work. The free labor. The pro bono labo. Labo. The pro... Woo! I can't even talk. The pro bono labor we are all doing for all these big mass retailers that are doing nothing other than shoving higher prices up our you-know-what. Have a good one. And there you have it. You've just listened to another life-altering, majorly beneficial to your life episode of Things That Make Me Say, Huh. Please hit follow. Continue to listen. Tell your friends. Send us ideas. And until next time, try not to say something that might make me say, huh?